Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up on the show a little later today, Scott Budman will be calling in from CES. What does that stand for?
Consumer Electronics Show.
Thank you. In Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. So anything, you know, new and improved and amazing, he'll be telling us all about that about 7:30. Right now, this section of the show is brought to you by Zelle. Z-E-L-L-E. Zelle. Tell you about that in a second. Right now, caller number 97 is going to win themselves some tickets to tomorrow night's show. John Mayer, Matt Nathanson. You'll actually win a meet and greet with Matt Nathanson. Such a nice guy. This is our Station Winterland Christmas celebration. It's not over yet, everyone. This is rescheduled Alice in Winterland tomorrow night, January 11th, at the Masonic. Beautiful venue here in San Francisco. John Mayer, Matt Nathanson. All tickets for the original date are going to be honored at the door. So if you've already got your tickets, you're all set. Otherwise, be calling number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Only a couple more chances to win, so get on the stick. A new way to send money from your banking app. A new way to send money from your banking app. Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E. This is how money moves. Learn more at zellepay.com.
Oh, all right.
Zelle. I want to start with this just because it's perfect. Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah, me too.
I thought season two was great.
It's the most binge-worthy thing on Netflix. So David Harbour, who plays Sheriff Hopper.
Okay.
He is going to play Hellboy. They're going to make more Hellboy stuff. I'm not even sure where I would find Hellboy, but he's, you know, he's got to play Hellboy.
Never watched it.
Yeah, me neither.
I know it well. Go ahead.
So he's leaving. Is Poppy a restaurant in West Hollywood?
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. They say, TMZ caught up to him leaving Poppy. And this is the best reaction to being caught up with by TMZ that you will ever hear. He runs off into the... It's so perfect. Like, that makes him seem so normal. Like, he's like us. Like, can you imagine if TMZ came up to any normal person on the street? You'd be like, oh my God, I'm on TMZ. What do I have to do to get on the show? This is amazing. I don't know. Did he recognize that guy's voice or the question? You know what I
Probably,
mean?
Yeah.
Hey, are you with TMZ? And he's so sweet. He's outside this restaurant. He's actually signing stuff for people. And
very likable.
Yes. So different than his character. Weird that he's not the same as that Sheriff Hopper guy.
You don't like the sheriff?
Oh, I love him. Oh, but okay. He's sort of dark and serious. And that's a guy who's having fun and loving life. I'm so glad that they're all doing so well.
I think
what a great show.
His character's love of 11 is so endearing.
Yes.
And he's so incapable, that sort of conflict between loving her and not wanting anything to happen
her.
To her, but not being capable of sort of expressing it,
right,
is actually very endearing.
I agree.
To me,
it's tough. That part of season two is, you know, you feel for both of them. He just wants to protect her, and she just can't stay there any longer. Like, oh my God, man, I've been trapped here for a year. Anyway. Boy, it's so, so charming. Like, usually, and the audio's even good. Like, usually TMZ audio sucks. They don't want to be there. You can't understand anything that's being said. I'm like, what is that? The best piece of video I've ever seen on TMZ in my life. Can we link to that somewhere so people can easily get to it by using our interface, RadioAlice.com? Please, everyone, you know, again, make that your jump off point.
It's the best website of all
times. Oh, my God. And only getting better, Vinny. If you can believe it, we have an actual team working to improve RadioAlice.com. I don't know what they're going to do to improve it.
But I happen to have this. This
should be good.
On the scene, first person reporting.
All right. Well, you are our news guy.
Yeah, give me a
breaking news.
Breaking news. I have it from our IT department that they are
Brad.
Okay. That
and Ron. Brad and Ron.
Yeah, but Brad's
but Ron's
the one.
Not in the smoking section with Brad when I see Brad as I'm pulling out. This is from the smoking section of the CBS/Entercom building in downtown San Francisco. The IT department is currently hard at work improving the already perfect RadioAlice.com website.
How do you improve on perfection?
I don't know. Honey. That's what I said to him. I actually had to jump out of my car with my little memo pad as a reporter. We all carry those in our front shirt pocket.
Sure.
And I was like,
ones,
please, anything you can tell me, what kind of improvements? I'm sure the website world will want to know this.
And he said,
you're right. Were you there?
It's just what I picture.
Right. That's exactly what he had to say. Nothing. He said, cool. You just wait. Wait till it goes live, kid. We're not telling you anything.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I mean,
the website.
Just keep checking it, everyone. Just check it and check it and check it.
Isn't that the way?
Isn't it?
Click in. It might be better today.
Oh, it might be.
Hurry and check.
Look, they're improving it. So take a look. Make us your homepage. What's your homepage? Just Google.
Radio Alice. What?
No, I mean, really, though. What's your homepage?
It's Google.
Yeah.
The Google blank page.
I mean, for years, mine was the Yahoo, like, you could configure it, remember?
Yeah.
That was it for years. But, yeah, I figure most of the time you just jump, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not just hanging out on the internet. I usually need to go do something. So, RadioAlice.com, make us your homepage, just like Vinny and I have. Anyway, David Harbour. I think that's great. It makes me actually want to look into Hellboy. Human must know. Isn't Hellboy? Here's a picture of what Hellboy looks like.
He's talking to the winner right
now. Oh, he is? Okay. Well, we'll be meeting that winner tomorrow night.
Well, what's his name from the motorcycle show? He was the original Hellboy, right?
He was the husband of...
Why can't I think of his name?
I don't know, because I'm looking at him too. But yeah, he was. And
I never watched that either.
Right.
So I don't know anything about Hellboy.
Is it going to be a movie or is it a TV show?
It's got to be a movie. Yeah.
Although these days, Jesus, everything's on. Like every comic book character seems to have their own series, a little background story.
People are into them. Yep. They make a lot of money.
And frankly, they're pretty good. Like the Jessica Jones one and the Luke Cage one. The Punisher is one of them. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be able to see. But there's a whole bunch of them. Sort of, and they give little origin stories on Netflix. And speaking of comic books.
I'm back. What did you want to ask me?
Hellboy. What do you know about Hellboy? Is there a new...
Well, Guillermo del Toro is the one who basically revived the franchise. So is
this going to be a movie or is it going to be one of these?
Yeah, it's supposed to come out next year.
Okay. And David Harbour, Sheriff Hopper, is going to be the...
Okay. So I don't know if he's doing the new ones. I can check real quick. It would be Hellboy 2018?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, because they do a bunch of... Yeah, it's him, Mila Jovovich.
Oh, I love Mila.
Ian McShane. Do you know who that is?
I've heard that name for sure. Who is it?
He was the guy that played Blackbeard in one of the Pirates movies. Did you see the Pirates of the Caribbean?
I think so, yeah.
Johnny
Depp. I feel like I'd recognize him.
Yeah, he was in one episode. Oh, he was the bad guy in one entire season of Ray Donovan. Remember that guy, the shorter guy, and then he was in one episode of Game of Thrones with the Hound.
He was in a couple episodes. He was the preacher guy.
Well, no, he was just in the one episode in the Hound. Like, the Hound just wanted to chop wood that episode, and then those guys came and killed everyone.
Oh.
Remember?
Oh, remember that dude. Yeah.
Yep.
So, anyway, these are the people that are going to be in the new Hellboy. It looks like a guy named Neil Marshall's directing it. I don't know who that is.
Speaking of comics, 95-year-old Marvel Comics legend Stan Lee.
He's 95?
95 years old. And he's the latest celebrity to be accused of sexual misconduct.
No.
The alleged victims are home care nurses who say he asks them for oral favors, that he walked around naked and groped them. The company that employs the nurses in question. So I guess he lives at his house, and these are women who are, you know, he probably
caring
has round
them,
the clock care or whatever. The company that employs them stopped working for Lee in December. So far, no lawsuits have been filed, no criminal complaints have been made, but Stan's attorney says the company's trying to shake him down privately. Mm. And that they're going to fight to clear his, quote, stellar good name.
Hmm. He was just, I think over a vacation, he was in the news because there was some check forgery thing that went on at his house. Oh, I don't know if it's from his house or his manager, for about $300,000.
Oh, I wonder, well, they're not mentioning that here. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, you go to some rich dude's house all the time and he's asking you for stuff. You're like, oh, you know what we should do? We should sue this guy. Mm. We should make some money. Although, it's completely wrong if he's actually asking for that stuff and walking around naked and groping them. But also, opportunity knocks. Let's see here. Is that opportunity? Hello, come on in. Opportunity.
All right, I'll come right in.
Charlie Rose, who got off of CBS this morning.
Oh, he's actually been quiet since then, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm. He got the boot last year. He was hit with multiple sexual harassment claims, and it looks like John Dickerson of Face the Nation is going to at least temporarily replace him. Do they declare that this person was the?
I think so.
Oh, I don't know,
permanent.
John.
Permanent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you?
I don't know.
I don't know his name. I looked up his picture, and
you didn't recognize
usually
him?
No. When
I've
Face
never
the Nation
seen this
comes
guy.
On, I. Honestly, change the channel.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I watched Face the Nation.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have even known he was the host. James Franco.
Oh, this is
there's
crazy.
Some stuff, yeah. So on Sunday night, he won the Golden Globe for best acting in a, I don't know, was that in drama or is that?
No, it was in comedy.
A comedy.
Yeah.
And he got up on stage, and Tommy Wiseau, the guy from The Room, I mean, you know, what a night. He just, woo, top of the hill.
It was crazy. I was telling you the story yesterday that he caught crap for the Wiseau slight, where he just holds him off the mic like, no.
Well, I felt like he knows best.
Right.
And he didn't do it in a mean-spirited way. He's laughing.
I thought he needed to do that.
I thought the same thing.
It was probably the right move. Mm-hmm. You know, they do cut you off and roll music, and I can imagine he'd be like, are you kidding? This guy took all my time.
Right. I won this award. I'm going to do my thank you list.
But also, the tweets from Ally Sheedy were pretty, and others.
Right. And actually, so I have not read all the tweets.
Which many have since been deleted,
right,
by the way.
Apparently, hers were deleted, and she was referencing a play that they had worked on, but she didn't come right out with any allegations. But I guess there are a couple other people who tweeted, and they had actual, like, they were way less vague. So anyway, the New York Times has canceled a talk he was supposed to give with his brother Dave about the disaster artist. They basically said, given the controversy surrounding recent allegations, we're no longer comfortable proceeding. So he was on Colbert last night. And Stephen asked him, then, you know, he talked about The Room and he talked about the disaster artist. And then this is what the conversation turned to. All right. I've heard enough out of him. That's his side of it. You know, those are fine denials and what you would expect. And he tempers it with, you know, and of course I wouldn't want to shut him up. And I don't know how this whole thing will shake out, but there were a couple points in there where I just, And I love James Franco, yeah. but just the delivery on that felt like a little condescending even. I was like,
well,
oh.
you can imagine.
That turned me a little.
I don't know him, and I was pretty turned off when I found out he was picking up a
17-year-old. Yeah, that's the thing I always think about.
On Instagram right. and trying to lure her from her hotel room.
Right.
That was pretty...
gross.
But the Ally Sheedy thing, I have to say that's lame, dude. Like, you should not tweet out this veiled thing and then pull them down and not back them up with what happened.
Right.
It's that to me seems lame. Like, come out. It is time for you to say,
please say it.
What you've done now is you've made everyone look at this guy and wonder, and we're all ready to hear it. Say it, Ally. Say it. If he did something to you, then say it.
Right.
But to tweet that out, he shouldn't even be there. He's wearing a Me Too pin or whatever it yeah. was that she said. Mm-hmm. I saw the story.
The pin was the Time's Up.
Whatever that pin, is. Right. Yeah, whatever that is. And then to just go, okay, that's enough, and pull it down and then go back into the shadows doesn't seem okay.
Right. Well, and I feel like he did seem baffled, and that seemed genuine. The other stuff, though, I just felt like, ooh. Well, I'll watch that later today so I can get the visual.
He's got 13 movies coming out.
Wow. Of course he does.
One of the
he
things
constantly has movies
I read
out.
A couple of the things he said, which I felt were in the right tone. That didn't sound good at all.
It didn't.
A couple of the things he said, and again, I'm not trying to defend this guy, but I do feel like that sort of shaded the whole interview. He did mm-hmm. say some stuff about how I want to listen and I want to learn, and I don't disagree with him. We all have blind spots.
Right.
And there's no doubt that as a man, you want to be sensitive to people you work with. I've worked with females my whole career, mm-hmm. and I certainly have. We push the limits on this show all the time mm-hmm. of what's acceptable conversation. We do it for entertainment purposes, mm-hmm. but it is no question something that I could learn from.
But I've never felt that I couldn't say to you, I'm uncomfortable. In fact, there have been things I've said, I don't want to talk, let's not. And you've said to me, I don't want, but that's not, let's not talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we've all, I think, you know, as far, because we do, I agree with you. I mean, when all this stuff started to happen, like, I think every single person turned it around and tried to do a little self-examination. Have I done something that made other people uncomfortable? Have I pushed too far or used my power for evil? You know, whatever it might be. And I think that we've always been, I almost think that because we talk so much that, I don't know.
I feel we've all been respect each other's boundaries.
Right.
We kid around a lot all
and we
the time.
Push them. We definitely
as
push.
As much as we can.
Right.
But when someone says,
when
hey,
someone's truly uncomfortable.
Yeah. We right. back off.
Right. And, you know, that's, but.
But so anyway, but
everybody has a different line.
That part of that dude's conversation wasn't in what just aired. It will be on the show, I believe. But mm-hmm. he was saying, I do want to listen and I do want to learn. And I was at that show that night to listen because that show, and I didn't watch the whole Golden Globes.
But that was the theme.
Many of the reviews were, this show's boring because they are spending, this is a learning program and not an award show. Mm-hmm. And that's fine too. I didn't see all of it. I can't comment on all
well,
that.
Well, it's an award show, so it's going to be boring.
But there yes, he there was saying, I was listening just like everybody else in the room, trying to learn or catch any info I could about right. my behavior and how I can be better. And I thought, okay, well, that's the right tone there.
It's valid. I know, you know, it's funny because I had read a lot of those quotes. And I thought, okay, well, let's let him say his piece and we'll listen to the Colbert thing. But honestly, his delivery on that, there were a couple places where I didn't like his tone.
Was he already booked to be on the show that day or did he
probably,
ask?
You know, I have no idea.
What I read was probably. When he was doing the Colbert show, he was still scheduled to do the Times.
Yes.
And that they canceled somewhere after that.
Between last night at 5 p.m. and this morning when we woke up. Just, you know what, I want to get through this really quickly. Michael Douglas gave an interview to Deadline.com to deny a claim by a woman who says he pleasured himself in front of her. This allegedly happened when she worked for him 30 years ago, and he is adamantly denying that that happened. Actress, this is the whole other side. Take a listen to this. Catherine Deneuve, the actress, was one of 100 female French writers, performers, and academics who signed a letter denouncing the hashtag MeToo movement as a witch hunt and championing a man's right to hit on and even offend women. The letter says men are being, quote, sanctioned in their work, pushed to resign, etc., when their only wrongdoing was to touch a knee, try to steal a kiss, speak about intimate things during a professional dinner, or send messages that are sexually loaded to a woman who wasn't attracted to them. I just
I don't know what to say about
it. Well, there's nothing to say about it, really.
Here's what we discussed, though, before, which is out of this, we will see a complete change in the way our dating happens because, and I don't mean today, because this is still evolving, I guess is the right word, but we're going to see young people in a position where probably men won't ask women out, women will ask men out, so that they're not putting someone in a position they don't want to be
what
in.
What country were you saying?
France. She's from France.
Yeah, Catherine.
That had that movement of people were saying that women asked.
No. I was talking to my partner about this at home. So this was a very frank conversation in our home. And she was saying that she, in Amsterdam, because she's traveled the world for business, she's in tech, she said they were at a club and the men were not talking to women. And she said, are we in a gay club? And her friend said, no, we have to go up to them. They don't approach women here. And I thought that was interesting because that's, I guess, where that should go.
You know, it does seem like there should be a happy medium. It feels like, you know, for a man to be afraid to ever talk to a woman, lest he be accused of, oh, God, he offended me, you know. That's wrong. I think that we should still be allowed to be attracted to people and to ask someone out and suffer the rejection that make or acceptance. Like, it does feel a little extreme. So I don't totally agree with the Catherine Deneuve thing, but I also agree that they have a point that, you know, sometimes in order to get somewhere with someone, you have to let them know you're interested.
You have to try. Well, the other thing is, you know, and I'm sure there's someone out there saying this, screaming this to their radio or just changing the station, but, you know, the workplace, is that a place that's okay to date? We spend most of our time there, so it does seem like
people meet people and they love at work.
You hear people all the time go, "Yeah, we met at work."
Yeah,
and
it's
so
usually
you go,
discouraged.
Of course, it's discouraged, but it happens.
Right.
That's where you spend all your time. You're adults. You go home. You watch a show for a minute, go to bed, get up, and go right back to the place where you spend all your day.
Right.
So
and Mark from accounting is so hot. There's no Mark in accounting here, right? Just trying to come up with a name.
All right.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
A woman who returned her Christmas tree.
Oh.
After Christmas.
Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by IKEA. You can watch the show. Go to radioalice.com/watch. That takes you directly to our live feed video cameras every morning. Here we are. And throughout the day, we got a guy, Vaughn. He puts the whole show together and loops it throughout the day. So there's always some Sarah and Vinny on there. If you want to check us out, see what awesome outfits we're wearing and how great our hair and makeup is, you know, all the stuff we're so proud of. Thanks, Adele. Save up to 50% on select items at the IKEA Winter Sale. It's not a mistake. The IKEA Winter Sale on from December 26th to January 10th. That is through today. IKEA, make the dream yours.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, San Francisco Half Marathon, N5K on February 4th. Register now at getfitkpsf.com.
All right.
That's GetFitKPSF.com.
All right.
Got it?
Yep. Yes.
Then say it.
GetFitKPSF.com.
You got it.
Yeah, I did. Woo! I hit the playback button in my head.
I want to begin real quick with a little applause for, I'm not sure which one of you, but yesterday I did a segment in the news about things that are turning 20. For example, Google turns 20 in 2018.
Crazy.
Yeah, and all these things that I was mentioning were making us all go, what? And one of them I mentioned, I think it was Sex and the City turns 20 this year, and you guys said, oh, how old is The Sopranos?
Right.
The Sopranos will turn 19 this year.
Right.
So that was just 90, very
99,
close. Yeah, I
yes.
mean, I thought, wow, that's...
It felt like there was right around, remember, with the Tim, what was his name? He used to come on and do TV review.
Tim Goodman.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And he was the one who told us about Sex and the City and told us about The Sopranos. I always felt like
I remember it,
was...
it being like Sunday nights.
Yep.
It'd be on, and then we'd talk about it on Monday.
Yeah. Stay up late and watch it.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You nailed it, though. That was very close. 19.
Oh, oh such crank a good this show. Up. I used to love this song. I played this song while I was driving.
You did?
Yeah. I was all gangsta.
A Jersey gangster. Just such a good show. I should go back and watch that. I remember it bogging down around the fourth season. All of a sudden, like, the Russian mafia was in it here. And then they didn't ever resolve that.
And... Yeah. And I feel bad. I was watching something the other day, and I thought, oh, man, Tony Soprano's dead.
I know. Oh,
James Gandolfini. Galfini? Mm-hmm.
Gandolfini.
Gandolfini. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he didn't look healthy.
Yeah.
Even on the show, he didn't look healthy.
No.
I mean.
No.
Yikes.
So anyway, we'll begin here with the, they're calling them debris flows, or also known as mudslides, but they are bad down south. And also, we've had warnings here in the Bay Area. As you know, we had fires
when
in
everything
the North
burns
Bay
away,
as well.
You know, suddenly
and
the
soil
that's
something
loose.
That is a possibility. One of the things making the news this, is the death toll now has risen to 15 down south.
It's incredible.
And if you see the pictures... The freeway is gone in certain spots. Ellen actually was the one that tweeted a picture of the freeway.
She goes, that's not a river.
That's the freeway. That's 101.
And Vinny just showed me a video of someone coming down looked like a Hollywood Hill in a Prius or some small car. And they're at the very beginning of this like rushing river of water. And they're like peeling down the street trying to get away from this thing.
Wow.
The picture... of being, I think it was like a Honda Fit or something.
Okay.
And you've just got the gas pinged.
Right. And you're on one of those windy hill roads.
And you're
roads.
Running from a mudslide and you can't get away from it. Jeez. That is awful. Like, man, I'm...
It's catching you at some point. You're going to hit a stop sign before that thing does.
You're clearly going to need a new car anyway, but you're going to buy something with more speed next time.
And taller.
I'm going to
go a little taller.
Going Mustang. So there are pictures actually in the front page of today's Chronicle and all over the internet of these mudslides, debris slides. There are stories of the rescue of a 14-year-old girl that was trapped for hours inside her home in Montecito. Mm. They're saying they were all these people were warned. They were volunteer evacuations, but they were told this could very well be coming for us. They tell the story in the LA Times. A guy and his father, flash floods had forced the Montecito Creek to erupt, sending torrents of muddy water barreling through the hillsides. These two scrambled to escape. Once outside the house, they were both swept away.
Oh.
The 23-year-old was whisked nearly a mile down the road, and his 64-year-old father is still missing. So these are the stories that reporters are telling in our newspapers.
Oh, God, this is horrible. Yeah, that just that little video clip you showed me, that's no joke. That person's lucky to be in a car. They might actually survive that. I mean, if you're walking your dog on that road when that comes barreling down, you're in trouble. Yeah.
But they just talk about water goes everywhere.
Yep.
It's just one of those things where there's no telling where it's going to... It fills a space and then blows. Mm-hmm. And where it's headed, who know? You know, they can't predict. So
that's
hopefully
awful.
I mean, we don't have any more rain at the moment. And I don't
know. It's supposed to dry out
next week, though.
I didn't see anything for next week.
But I'm saying I think they have a break now, so hopefully they can dig out and that's not going to continue. So this is one of those stories in the news where you might find yourself in line looking at someone going, you have got to be kidding me.
Okay.
A guy posted a picture on Facebook on Friday from the returns and exchanges line at his Costco in LA.
Okay.
The woman in front of him had dragged her huge Christmas tree and was trying to return it.
Like a fake Christmas tree?
No.
Oh. Like she dragged a real Christmas tree.
This was on January 4th.
Everywhere.
And her reason was, quote, because it's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Costco actually gave her the refund.
No, they did. Oh, we shouldn't tell this story. Poor Costco. They're gonna be inundated with people dragging their pine needles through the store.
The guy says the staff shamed her a little bit and didn't want to give it to her, but she stood her ground and eventually they gave in. You know what? Can you pull that picture up? Because I do. Maybe it is a fake tree. It has to be, right?
Not if she's saying it's dead. I mean, it sounds like she bought it on a Costco lot and they're giving her her money back. That's, you know, I will say this about Costco. You get no trouble there. You get no trouble. You need to return something that you got at Costco. They're like, okay. You know, the fact that this lady, I would like to just say, hats off to Costco.
That looks pretty real.
That's a real tree.
Yeah, that is a real tree. And that is a huge real tree. Like, I can't believe that she hauled that thing in there. Good for you.
You know,
Costco.
I know everybody.
Way to just give the person their money back.
Well, no.
I like it.
They can do what they want, but that is one of those moments where you're in line and you just think, despicable. That's come on. I've been in the Walmart, and look, I've had to shop there. There have been times where I haven't had enough money in order to get certain essentials, I had to go to the Walmart. And I have heard people reaming the checker out. Because that's not the right price or whatever. And you just go, you know, that person's just trying to work, man. You don't have to be a D about it or whatever.
You know, the squeaky wheel gets their money back.
In the name of getting what you want, you will just push.
Be an a-hole.
On someone. I mean, because it's dead? Yeah, you used it.
Yeah. It was dead right when they cut it down. You had to keep it in water. It's like a bouquet of flowers. You going to bring those back when they're dead, too?
Well, Costco gave the money back.
408 says, I was at Costco last week and saw someone return a Christmas wreath.
Oh, boy.
After Christmas.
Yeah, they should clearly mark those things as not returnable. In order to avoid this in the future, because this is, like, I don't want this to be a trend. I don't want to be in the returns line at Costco and have other people with their trees there.
It is despicable, right?
Yes.
Unless it says it's ridiculous. Guaranteed will last six months.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Just put guaranteed to last through Christmas. Christmas Day itself, that's it.
My next story.
All right.
I love marketing. I think it's neat. I think
you do love. I mean, you've always been a fan.
And I think we are in some ways. We do these things for companies that approach the radio station.
So a clever marketing thing is always
I like it
appreciated, and I even like it when crappy marketing because I always think, oh God, the conference room where you have those horrible meetings and you see something that gets by and you're just like. How did this get through those meetings and make it into my face?
I will watch ads just to see if this ad is going to inspire me. And I'm pretty sure it's a Domino's ad where the tree falls on the, have you seen this one? The tree falls on the guy's car and he's like, oh no. And he opens
it's
the door.
Insurance
and
he
pulls the pizza out. Yeah. And he's like, oh, thank God. And he turns around to walk into the house and slips on the ice and it flies in the air.
Yep.
It gets me every time. I love it. So, I love marketing. Let me just tell you the story now, and you tell me.
Okay.
This exists. IKEA just started running an ad for a crib in a women's magazine in Sweden. That's also a pregnancy test.
A pregnancy test crib?
You can the ad is a pregnancy test. So you can tear the ad out, pee on it, and it will tell you if you're pregnant. If you are pregnant, a new lower price for the crib will appear on the page. So you can bring in the ad,
Oh my God, that's genius.
That you've peed on. With the new lower price for the crib.
That is, I'm sorry, but I think that's genius.
And get that discount.
It's great.
We don't know yet if that will run in America, but I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's just absolutely spectacular.
It's funny, which is always great. It's actually useful because I'm going to get a lower price.
It's immersive. You're totally in. You pull the ad out, you whiz on the thing.
You held it underneath your pee stream.
It's part of the pregnancy announcement in your life.
Oh, you're framing it.
Absolutely.
That hangs in the baby's nursery. Oh, IKEA. Genius.
Beautifully done.
Ah! Ah! That's a good one. I love marketing.
How much time do I have?
Plenty.
Okay.
A couple minutes.
How many minutes?
I'll say, let's see, what do I got here? One, two,
give me 5 minutes.
No, you can't have five, but you can have...
Give me 4 minutes.
You can have 3 minutes.
Three and a half
you can
minutes.
Have, well, you, if you stop negotiating, you have 3 full minutes from right now to 6:54.
And go.
You tell me right now, which flavor of Ben & Jerry's Many was the best-selling of 2017?
I'll say it was Stephen Colbert's Americone Dream.
I'm going to say Cherry Garcia.
I'm going to say everything but the kitchen sink.
I go Cherry Garcia, too.
Chubby Hubby.
Well, let me give you some answers before you start piling on.
Hurry, he only has 2.5 minutes.
Americone Dream came in at number 6
okay.
on Ben & Jerry's best-selling
flavors. That's the one I go for.
Every time?
I like that one.
I like
it,
too.
If I'm going Ben & Jerry's.
I like it, too. What else did we say?
I said Cherry Garcia.
I said everything but the kitchen sink.
Cherry Garcia is number 2.
Oh.
I love Cherry Garcia.
Me too.
It's so good. Everything but the kitchen sink is not on the list.
Number
how about
one.
That? How about that Chunky Monkey?
Oh, yeah, Chunky
one.
Monkey.
Chunky Monkey, the banana with fudge chunks, comes in at number 8.
All right.
How about that brownie, the stoned brownie one? What's that one called?
I don't know. Like I don't know any other one.
Hash brownie hash.
Chocolate fudge brownie comes in at 5, but the number one Ben & Jerry's, the best-selling flavor for 2017, is called half-baked.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking about? Of right there.
It's a combo of their chocolate fudge brownie and chocolate chip cookie dough ice creams. Mm. That's their number one seller. The Tonight Dough came in at 3rd.
Oh, Stephen Colbert will be upset about that.
Chocolate chip cookie dough came in 4th. I had this girlfriend that would go through the entire carton and just take all the cookie dough out of it and leave vanilla.
That's me. Yeah, I do that. I just want the peanut butter cups or
so
whatever's in there.
So I can't see it without imagining this one person that was in my life 20 years ago who would just decimate the cookie dough
ice cream.
Well,
all they wanted was the cookie dough.
Yeah, but I mean, really, I didn't buy vanilla. If I wanted vanilla, I would have bought vanilla.
Yeah. What you need to do is buy 2 pints, one for her and one for you.
Jesus. Anyway, there's your... Oh, fish food comes in at number 7, which I also like a lot, too.
What's in that one?
Fish food is chocolate with marshmallow, caramel, and fudge fish.
Oh, that's
it's good. Really good. There you go.
Anything with caramel in it.
Well done, Vinny.
Did we get it in? You have 20 seconds if you want to squeeze in a text.
I would love to do that.
800-400-3697.
650 says, my husband and I met at work 16 years ago.
It happens.
Still happily married.
All right, coming up in the Celebrity Trash, first, we're going to start with a special code word that you can text to us and win your way to see the Dave Matthews Band for the night before. That's the night before the big game. And more. I've got the biggest hits in the country at this moment.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scores!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.